What do you call that for a process of unsexed castration? And the general term for all these different types would just be hog. And sharp things on the male to get old, tusks. And on the back of the neck there are hair, stiff hair.
Well, it's, I don't know if I've ever heard it used in reference to any animal except the horse, which would be a mane, but on a...
Oh, I meant on the hog when he gets angry.
Bristle.
Yeah. The bristles?
Mm-hmm.
Before the hog slop into a V-shaped...
Mm-hmm. It's trough.
And if you had two of them, you might say there are two...
Troughs.
Call a hen that's trying to hatch?
Sitting hen.
And the place you keep the chickens overnight?
Hen house.
And the container you put them in when you take them to market? You put them in a...
Egg basket.
Or not the chicken, I don't think. Put the chicken in the egg?
Oh no, that'd be a chicken crate.
You ever call it a chicken...
Chicken coop? It's interchangeable, I think.
Same as being crate. But the coop would never be the same as the hen house.
No.
Do you have a term for the edible inside of a pig or a calf, including such things as liver and heart and so forth? Term to cook up some, grind up some.
No, I don't think so.
You would call it chitlins or half foot or parsley?
No.
Liver and lights or anything like that?
We use liver, of course, but not in combination. And the honorary has a name.
I haven't found many people around here who have a general term. We call it chitlins in Ohio, but I don't know.
Of course, there's other products made from the hog meat, like head cheese. But that's not from the inside.
Is that the same as sows?
Simmer. Quite simmer.
See, that was on the questionnaire, wasn't it? I think that was on the question. Now, you ride a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrup.
And you're riding the buggy, you hang on to the
line, not reins.
The reins would be on a... Where are the reins?
When you're riding a horse.
You wouldn't use these interchangeably at all.
No, sir.
There'd be lines on a horse or reins on a buggy. It's not far from here, you might say, oh, it's just a little...
Just a little ways.
Or a long...
Long ways.
You can find weeds almost... You can find weeds
anywhere.
The trenches that are cut by the plow in the ground would be the
furrow.
You might say there are three per. The field may have hundreds of same thing, just hundreds of furrows.
Yeah.
Somebody looks out at your property and says, "Looks like you raised a big
crop."
And if it's wheat, they say, it looks like you raised a big crop.
Crop of wheat. Or a big crop of corn.
You plant alfalfa. Oh, I got that one. Sorry. if you put wheat into units, I guess they don't do that so much anymore, but put it into a unit, they used to call it a sheaf of wheat or a bind or
bundle.
A bundle of wheat. You might say for wheat that a good crop is 40
bushels per acre.